Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I don't know what to make of the Rams, RJ. On the one hand, I look and say they've only lost to one team in the NFC all year, and that's the 49ers twice. But the other teams they've lost to have all come out of the AFC East, the Bills and the Dolphins. So what do you make of the Rams?
I think that we are talking about the future NFC West winners. I think that I have personally underrated the Rams. I don't think that Jared Goff is this amazing quarterback, but I think that his peaks are something you can really work with if you're an innovative play caller like Sean McVay. And I think that the Rams are doing a great job of generating circumstances that see that version of Jared Goff. And I think that these next two games, New England tonight and New York next week, the Jets, obviously, I think that those are wins for this team. And I think that, I think there's something to like having been there, done that. And like this Rams group collectively has now been through a lot of football together. They've seen a lot of highs. They've sort of ridden the high. They've, kind of had a taste of reality. And so I think that this game is a trouncing, honestly, tonight. I think that the Patriots really stand no chance against the Rams. And I think that might be what sort of does it for New England this season and what really sort of elevates the Rams to people talking about them like we are on the look ahead about winning the NFC West.
So here's the thing. Sean McVay's specialty is putting Jared Goff in a position to succeed. Bill Belichick's specialty is putting you in a position to do the thing you do the worst. We saw it once, and Belichick got the better of that matchup clearly. They shut the Rams down in that Super Bowl. What have you seen that makes you think it's going to be any different this time around?
I think looking at the Rams recently, right? I mean, the Rams have found a way to help Jared Goff not, get in his own way, really is the problem here, or has been the problem. And so I think that Sean McVay has figured out a way to just survive, right? Like just literally get through four quarters without Jared Goff completely ruining something. And Cam Newton, I would love to see Cam Newton return to form. I feel like we've all been kind of internally wanting this all season long, but it's just not happening. And so I think that Aaron Donald is going to really have his way with Cam Newton. And I think that's just going to overwhelm this game. And then I think that's why I don't think that Jared Goff is going to have to capitalize on particular opportunities. I think that tonight the Rams are going to have a number of opportunities. And so I think that they only need like a 60% success rate, so to speak, to win. And I think that they'll have that because New England has we've seen New England really like rise and fall. There's also the like West Coast factor here, whatever you want to put into that. But I think that we got a great heroic performance from New England last week, which was aided by the Chargers-ness of everything. And I think that just regresses to the mean. And I think that the Rams' mean is a lot higher.
But I would take Justin Herbert over Jared Goff right now, wouldn't you? Like, Herbert's the better quarterback, and they made him look silly last week.
He is the better quarterback. And so, like, if we're standing in a room, right, and you get to pick one to be your quarterback, I agree with you. But if we're taking who Justin Herbert is as led and directed by Anthony Lynn versus who Jared Goff is as led and directed by Sean McVay, I'll take Sean McVay's product simply because Sean McVay does such a great job of elevating him.
When I see Goff versus Belichick, I'm like, okay, that's clearly Belichick in my opinion. But then I see Cam versus this Rams defense, and the Rams defense is absolutely legitimate. And Cam Newton is having the weirdest year ever. Like, I don't know if people realize he has 5 passing touchdowns, 9 interceptions on the year, and 11 rushing touchdowns. It is the strangest year. He's like a quarterback from the 50s. Like, I don't know what is happening there, but I don't know which side of that matchup wins out because I can't really see Cam doing anything against this Rams defense. The Patriots' skill position players are awful, maybe the worst in the league, and the Rams D is really good, but I get queasy when I think of taking Jared Goff over Bill Belichick.
I agree with that entirely, and so don't look at it that way. You know what I mean? like look at it.
Oh, okay.
Like, you ever have you ever been on the treadmill or something, and you've told yourself like, okay, I'm going to be on the treadmill for an hour, right? And that sounds horrible. Like, that's the most horrifying thing to, like, say out loud. Instead, you look at this, okay, it's just, I got to do 30 minutes twice. And so then the first 30 minutes after that, you're like, all I got to do is this again. You know what I'm saying? And even then, when you look at the 30-minute interval, you're like, oh, I just got to do 15 minutes four times. And that's like, all of a sudden, you adjust the way the goal is viewed in your mind. You play psychological tricks on yourself, Stats. Do that here. Just look at Sean McVay. Don't look anywhere else.
I have a strict no running policy that I've had in place for about the last 10 years. I don't plan on violating that anytime soon.
Well, that's Jared Goff's rule too, by the way. He doesn't ever
run. He might have to run a little in this game. But the Rams are giving up 5 points. Something in my head is telling me that I have the chance to take Bill Belichick and get points. I don't think I can pass that up, so I think I got to go New England.
I think that we agreed way too much last week, Stats, in my inaugural flight here on the Look Ahead, and I did not like that. And so I want chaos, and I want disruption, and I want anarchy. And so I will take the Rams. I'm feeling a little bit bold, but it feels like the right kind of bold. The wind is in my face, and it's an enjoyable experience.
When I win this game, I'm going to come back next week and say, you picked Jared Goff over Bill Belichick. And I'm going to make you say that out loud.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.